You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis don't want to be home.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread his legs.
Facebook points.
Yes, it's Facebook Fights, brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More with two locations, Norfolk and Virginia Beach. Pitbull Tobacco and More, for locals by locals. Facebook Fights, every Tuesday morning around this time we get together and reenact the digital drama that occurs by the minute on the pages of social media. It's Facebook Fights. We start with bout number one. Gotta secure those passwords, kids. It's Facebook Fights bout number one. And it starts with Greg.
Many of you know me as a player, a womanizer, and a cheater. But there is something else you don't know about me. I am a child who has no control over his baby maker. I will nail anything that walks my way, and I have, like Donna from the convenience store. I will lie about it to my girlfriend because that's how I roll.
Tom coming in. Okay, Carrie, it's pretty obvious that you found Greg's password and are posting on his page.
What are you talking about, bro? Carrie is just the girl that I've been lying to for the past 3 years. She don't have my password.
Here comes Donna from the convenience store. And she doesn't have the facts. I did not mess with Greg, so don't drag me into your crap hole of a world. Hashtag poopstorm.
Hey, have I mentioned my tiny penis? Says Greg.
Here's Dick. Okay, Carrie, knock it off. I've contacted Facebook to report you for hijacking my page.
Whose page are you using there, Dick?
It's the other page he uses because his girlfriend keeps stealing his password.
And you know this how, bitch?
Hey, Tom, can I crash at your place for the next few months? Hashtag busty.
Had to get a second page because his girlfriend kept getting his password. Sir. In bout number two.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, boy. Some people just can't let it go. Uh-uh. You know, they just can't let it go. It's Facebook Fights. Bout number two. Here we go.
It starts with Tammy.
Yeah.
This MF-er needs to leave me alone. He's a dope head. Quit harassing me.
That's when Ron comes in. Ron says,
well, what's his name? Maybe we could do something about it.
My name is Tim, tough guy, and I'm her husband of 20 years.
You need to quit, Tim. We're separated, and now I filed for divorce. You are certainly not the man I married 20 years ago. I feel sorry for you. I wish you the best. Have a nice life.
You didn't say that the other night at the motel.
That's because we were never at a motel. Haven't been with you. You're nasty.
Josh coming in. Dude, don't know. Don't know you, but if she asks you to go away, you need to go away. Don't care how long you've been married. Go away.
Thank you, baby.
Mind your own business, friend.
Hey, baby girl. I'll help you get rid of his butt real quick. You know?
Thank you, boo.
You're welcome, Donna.
Whoa, wait an effing second here. Your only friends on here are guys that you call baby and boo, and somehow I'm the nasty one?
Well, I never walked in and caught them in my underwear.
Tim, I suggest you move on, dude.
Yeah.
And feel free to keep the panties.
They made me feel pretty.
Bro.
Come on.
Bro.
Only God can judge me.
Judge. Oh, and bout number three is the classic person that has nothing to say, so all they do is forward all the crap and write the little quizzes and all that other jazz. It's Facebook Fights, bout number three.
Mandy starts this. If we haven't spoken in months, It is likely you'll be deleted, as clearly you do not need me or want me in your life.
Liz says, Mandy, will you stop with this crap? When you don't have anything to say, you post this Facebook test nonsense.
Well, I'm just trying to find who my real friends are on here.
Yeah, well, real friends don't just plaster each other's page with prayer chains and quotations about what being a strong woman means.
I just want my actual friends, not a bunch of see you next Tuesdays.
Tony coming in here. Oh, so to stay on your friends list over here, I have to put up with all your asinine memes you're constantly sharing.
Are you saying that Trump isn't our first pumpkin spice president? He's orange, y'all.
Wendy wants to chime in. Mandy, while we're talking here, Mark Twain never, ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever said anything about taking a knee during the national anthem. Stop sending this crap!
Well, I am sure starting to see who my real Facebook friends are.
Actually, so am I. You know what? I'll save you the trouble, honey, and show myself out of this group.
Yeah, like they say on Shark Tank, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm done, too.
Okay, well, whoever's left, congratulations. You survived the cut. Now tell me in two sentences how we met, or why I make you feel good, or God, share your favorite memory of us.
Oh, yeah.
So basic.
Two sentences. How do I know you and what makes you happy about me?
Facebook fights!
Every Tuesday morning, we dish the digital dirt. If you see one, send it over to us. Send it to rumble@fm99.com. There you go.